Offside.
Vojna za svete kraje. Malezijski premier Anwar Ibrahim je sredi petega dne spopadov med tajsko in kambodžsko vojsko oznanil dogovor za brezpogojno premirje, ki sta ga po malezijski mediaciji in pozivu ameriškega predsednika Donalda Trumpa sprejela premierja vojskujočih se držav. Premier je stopil v veljavo ob polnoči po lokalnem času. Medsebojno čezmejno topniško in raketno obstreljevanje in letalsko bombardiranje se je začelo v četrtek. Kambodžska vojska je bombardirala tri tajske obmejne province, pri čemer je po navedbah tajskega ministrstva za zdravstvo ubila 11 civilistov in med drugim bombardirala bolnišnico in stanovanska naselja. Tajska vojska se je v četrtek odzvala z letalskim bombardiranjem kambodžskega ozemlja, ki ga je nadaljevala do danes, in trdi, da je bombardiranje omejila na vojaške baze. Kambodžska vlada trdi, da je šlo pri njihovem napadu na tajske obmejne province za protinapad po tajskem nediskriminatornem bombardiranju dveh kambodžskih obmejnih provinc. Mejni spor med Kambodžo in Tajsko, ki ga zdaj rešujeta vojski, sicer zadeva tri templje na meji med Tajsko in Kambodžo, ki jih zase zahtevata obe državi. Novinar tajskega angleškojezičnega portala Kausot Pravit Rojana Pruk poroča, da se spopadi v zadnjih urah pred uveljavitvijo premirja še nadaljujejo.
30 minutes ago it was reported that the Thai side said or claims that Cambodians sending more troops towards the border, okay, towards the three disputed stone temples, okay, and the Thai side retaliated by sending an F-16 fighter jet to drop bombs twice. So as we speak, 5 hours before the ceasefire agreement deadline, they are still fighting, and I think as I speak now, they are still fighting. So the chance of the ceasefire holding, I would say 60%. I have no full confidence. And that's partly because there was just still fighting, particularly the unsettled question is the three temples. And I think my hunch is in the next 3 hours and 50 minutes before the ceasefire, the fighting could turn bloody, because it appears to me that they will try to, both sides will try to seize full control of the three temples in order to declare a symbolic victory. And that means more people will and soldiers will probably die in the next three hours.
Da sta kambodžski premier Hun Manet in tajski vršilec dolžnosti premijeja Puntham Vechaichai na premirje pristala, je po mnenju sogovorca zaslužna carinska politika ameriškega predsednika Trumpa.
First, it was a combination of pressure from the US, particularly Donald Trump, who have said, I think 2 days ago, that he had called up the prime minister of both countries. And if they do not agree on a ceasefire, there will be no conclusion of the ongoing tariff negotiations with the United States. Okay? And of course, Thailand and Cambodia is a member of ASEAN, or the Associations of Southeast Asian Nations. And actually, they shouldn't be fighting with one another. It's not as good as being EU members, you know, like those EU members, but something moving towards that direction, okay? Moving towards a common market and all that. It hasn't been achieved, but so this is shocking. So at ASEAN, we have a rotating chair. The head country takes turn to, you know, summon the meetings, you know, move forward. The group of nations, that 10 countries, includes Malaysia, Singapore, blah, blah, blah. So this year, the ASEAN chair is the Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim. So he did actually probably a month ago call them both, and a few days ago called them again. But I think it's a combination of Donald Trump ASEAN chair, and even China joining in. I guess basically everyone in at the United Nations as well. So there's just many pressure being applied. And today, Anwar Ibrahim said the channels of communications between both sides will be being restored. Okay, that means PM to PM, Defense Ministry, Foreign Ministry, so on and so forth. Will it hold?
Kambodžski mediji navajajo, da je tajska vojska v 4 dneh bombardirala območje v bližini templjev ob meji med državama, ki so predmet več desetletnega mejnega spora med Tajsko in Kambodžo. Tajske oblasti so prvi dan iz več kot 80 obmejnih krajev evakuirale okrog 40 tisoč ljudi. V naslednjih 3 dneh je z območja bombardiran zbežalo še okrog 60 tisoč tajskih in okrog 100 tisoč kambodžskih civilistov. Preostali prebivalci obmejnega območja so si izkopali improvizirane bunkerje. Po navedbah kambodžskih medijev je tajska vojska v bombardiranih ubila 8 kambodžskih civilistov. Obe strani sta po konservativnih ocenah izgubili po okrog 10 vojakov. Dogajanje na tajski strani povzame Nat Punnak, novinarka mednarodnega programa tajske javne radiotelevizije.
The military clashes still continue up until today, despite calls from the international community, including the U.S., to call for a ceasefire. And the clashes occur along the disputed border, including one near the Thamantom Temple in Surin Province. And apart from the shootings, there were also artillery shells being fired at hospitals, a petrol station, and also local villages. Some of the border provinces have declared an emergency, and hundreds of thousands of civilians have been evacuated to temporary shelters inland. And as for the current death toll, since the recent clashes began on Thursday, a total of 14 civilians have been killed, as well as 9 soldiers. And there are still dozens more injured as well. But looking at the situation right now, it is very unlikely that the tensions will de-escalate anytime soon. And right now, both Thailand and Cambodian leaders have flown to Malaysia today to engage in peace talks, with Malaysia acting as the mediator.
Prvi spopad na tromeji med omenjenimi državami se je zgodil konec maja, ko so tajski vojaki ubili enega kambodžskega. Bunnak poroča, da je tajska vojska posredovala potem, ko je kambodžska vojska začela kopati jarke na tajski strani meje.
For the first clash that took place on May 28th, the brief clashes occurred because Thai soldiers found that Cambodian soldiers have dug trenches in the disputed area, specifically at the Chongbuk border pass in Thailand's northeastern province of Ubon Ratchathani, and the brief clashes between Thai and Cambodian troops resulted in the death of one Cambodian soldier. For the part where Cambodian soldiers dug trenches, Thailand sees this as a violation of the bilateral agreement known as MOU-43, which is meant to resolve the border disputes between Thailand and Cambodia. And talking about the location itself, the Chongbuk border pass is part of the much disputed area called the Emerald Triangle, where the borders of Thailand, Cambodia, and Laos converge. And the area itself was a big flashpoint back in 1985, where Thai troops went to war against Vietnamese troops, which had taken over Cambodia following the Khmer Rouge. And since then, the location has remained a flashpoint between the two countries.
Po prvem spopadu sta obe vladi odredili zaprtje nekaterih mejnih prehodov. Kambodžska vlada je uvedla prepoved uvoza tajske nafte, zemeljskega plina, sadja in zelenjave. Poleg tega je odredila blokado oddajanja tajskih televizijskih kanalov in izklop čezmejnih internetnih povezav.
It did have an impact because the economic ties between Thailand and Cambodia are quite close, especially with the border trade. And the closures of the border checkpoints along the Thai-Cambodian border will adversely affect will adversely affect border trade as well. And according to Thailand's Department of Foreign Trade, the border trade between Thailand and Cambodia during the first 4 months of 2025 was 64.6 billion baht, or equivalent to 1.9 billion US dollars. And that was an increase by 12% from the same period last year. But some economists believe that the border closures would be a short-term effect because Cambodia is becoming less reliant on Thai imports. And the Cambodian government once said that they would ban imports from Thailand because they said that they can actually grow their own agricultural produce and generate their own electricity. So in other words, they are trying to be less reliant on Thailand in terms of their products and will rely on their own. And the trade between Thailand and Cambodia is also one thing, but the nearby countries would be another, because many local fruit exporters in Thailand will have to use those border crossings if they are going to transport goods to other countries such as Vietnam or even China. So the closures have really disrupted border trade one way or the other.
Junija je nekdani kamboški premier in oče iz ozadja Hun Sen po lastnem priznanju posnel telefonski pogovor s tajsko premijejko Pentong Tan Shinawatra in ga delil z okrog 80 ljudmi v vladi in parlamentu. Sledilo je anonimno razkritje posnetka, na katerem Shinawatra Huna naziva stric in zatrjuje, da je bil razlog za majski spopad šopirjenje njenega političnega nasprotnika, general poročnika Bunsin Patklanga, ki na ta način nanjo izvaja notranje politični pritisk. Poleg tega se je opravičila za napoved zaprtja čezmejnih vodovodnih in električnih povezav. V drugi največji koalicijski stranki Bumjai Thai so premijejkine izjave označili za žaljenje dostojanstva vojske in države ter izstopili iz koalicije. Vojska je sicer z državnim udarom odstavila dve vladi s premijejem iz dinastije Shinawatra, prvič leta 2006 in drugič leta 2014. Ustavno sodišče je zaradi posnetka suspendiralo Pentong Tan Shinawatra z mesta premijejke. S tem je sprejelo pritožbo 36 senatorjev, ki so jo obtožili kršenja etičnih standardov. Tajske reakcije na telefonski posnetek predstavi Bunnak.
It is widely known that both former leader Thaksin Shinawatra and Hun Sen were very close, and both of them even described their relationship like close brothers. So the leaked phone call with Thaksin's daughter and also the current prime minister of Thailand, Pathong Tan Shinawatra, has angered Thaksin to a point where he announced that his long-standing friendship with Hun Sen has already been broken. So since that leaked phone call, both Thaksin and Hun Sen have been exposing each other's secrets to the public. And one of the secrets that Hun Sen has exposed is Thaksin faking his illness. And as for the public sentiment towards the leaked phone call between Pathong Tan and Hun Sen, most Thais are very angry with Pathong Tan. And one particular point that angered so many Thais was when Pathong Tan called Hun Sen as her uncle and called the regional army commander as their opponent. So it appeared that Pathong Tan was using her personal relationship to compromise with the border closures, when in fact she's supposed to be negotiating in her capacity as a prime minister, not as a family member. But despite her public apology to the Thai people, the criticism against her and the government have not died down, and that has eventually led to the suspension of her duties as the prime minister pending the investigation by the Constitutional Court for ethical misconduct. So if the court found her guilty, she will be removed from office. And the current Thai government itself is already dealing with political instability, with major coalition partners quitting the government and have joined the opposition instead, following the internal conflicts within the government. And the leaked phone call has been a major blow to the government, which have led to calls for her to resign, to take responsibility of her mismanagement, and some even called for her to dissolve the parliament to pave the way for the next general election.
Mož možnost, da je neposreden razlog za vojno v tajski notranji politiki, komentira Rođana Pruk.
If you ask different people, they will give you a different view. There are three or four plausible explanations. On the Thai side, faction of the Thai military will likely want to undermine and, if possible, oust the current Pheu Thai Party government, which is run by Pae Tong Tan Chinawat, but people believe it's actually run by former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat, who is the father of the current Prime Minister. And the leaked phone call was part of it, okay? If you look at it, some people see the leaked phone call between Thai Prime Minister Pae Tong Tan to Hun Sen as Hun Sen outmaneuvering Pae Tong Tan, okay? Because somehow Pae Tong Tan is not hugely popular. The military, the ultra-royalists, the conservative hate her, and she feels that the military are no longer under her control. So that's what she said to Hun Sen, and she told Hun Sen on the clip, and you can go and look at the transcript, that the second army commander, the second region army commander, who is in charge of much of the border area between Thailand and Cambodia, is actually on the anti-government side, okay? So now she's being investigated by the Constitutional Court and could possibly be removed from power a month from now.
Suspendirana tajska premijejka je prejšnji teden zamenjala stališče in obtožila kamboško vlado, da je sprožila vojno zaradi ukrepov tajske vlade proti nezakonitim klicnim centrom na Tajskem v Kambodži in Mjanmaru, prek katerih kriminalne združbe s pomočjo ugrabljenih žrtev izvajajo telefonske prevare. Po njeni teoriji kamboška premijejska dinastija s prevarami služi.
Kambodža is being hit hard, particularly the political leader Hun Sen, the father of the current Prime Minister Hun Manet. People believe they earn a lot of illicit money or illegal money from scamming centers along the border. You know, it's a big problem, the scam operation. Basically, they call people up, you know, make story up, and if you believe, then you end up transferring money, give them the bank account. Sometimes they pose as a police officer and say you are being investigated for money laundering. So some Thais are working, you know, went to Cambodia to work for this scamming operation. I suggest you go Google scamming operation Cambodia and Myanmar, and you can find more information. So the Thai government, for whatever reason, the public reason would be so many Thais are being affected by that. And I get a lot of phone calls, you know, scamming phone calls, let's say once every three days. And so they are cracking down, okay? So they arrested one big Cambodian businessman who has businesses in Thailand, but scamming operation in Cambodia. So this led to anger on part of the ruling Cambodian political family, which is the Hun Sen Hun Manet. Okay, so they have to find a way to get rid of the current Thai government.
Mejni spor med Tajsko in Kambodžo zadeva štiri templje, izmed katerih je najpomembnejši hindujski tempelj Preah Vihija iz 11. stoletja, ki se nahaja v bližini Tromeje in je od leta 2008 uvrščen na seznam UNESCO-ve svetovne dediščine. Za tempelj je po kamboški neodvisnosti meddržavno sodišče v Hagu leta 1962 razsodilo, da stoji na kamboški strani meje. To je odločilo na podlagi razmejitve med Tajskim kraljestvom in takratno francosko Indo-Kitajsko, določene leta 1907, ki je območje templja prestavila v Kambodžo. To je bilo sicer v nasprotju s predhodnim sporazumom med Tajsko in Francijo, a je meddržavno sodišče presodilo, da je tajska vlada s pritožbo odlašala predolgo in tako ozemlje templja prepustila francoskemu imperiju ter posledično kasneje neodvisni Kambodži. Leta 2008 je UNESCO uvrstil tempelj na seznam svetovne kulturne dediščine, kar je sprožilo triletno vojno med Kambodžo in Tajsko. Po vojni je leta 2013 meddržavno sodišče Kambodži podelilo nadzor nad samim templjem, o drugih delih njegove okolice in območja Tromeje pa ni odločalo. Tajsko stališče v obmejnem sporu opiše Bunnak.
The border dispute between Thailand and Cambodia, especially near the Prawihan Temple, goes back decades. And the reason why it became a long-standing dispute is because the temples are located on the overlapping and undemarcated areas. So there has always been a debate between which temples belong to Cambodia or Thailand. And back in 1962, the World Court ruled in favor of Cambodia that the Prawihan Temple belonged to Cambodia. But the problem is that the surrounding area, which is about 4.6 square kilometers, remain contested. And Thailand argues that the World Court's ruling addressed only the temple structure, but not the land around the temple. And apart from the Prawihan Temple, there are other temples that are also contested sites, including Ta Mun Thom and Ta Kwai temples as well. And these temples were where both Thai and Cambodian troops exchanged fire near a Thai military base there on Thursday. And these temples were also where a large group of Thai and Cambodian visitors went to over the past weekend to lay claim to these temples. So this deeply reflects the conflicts between the two countries, particularly along the borders. So we can see that there's a lot of cultural sensitivity regarding the temples and the border disputes.
Templi so sicer pod kamboškim nadzorom, kar daje v obmejnem sporu povod za vojno Tajski. Vendar imajo kamboški nacionalisti prav tako iredentistične zahteve po tajskem ozemlju, ki je bilo v preteklosti del Kmerskega cesarstva, pojasnjuje Rojana Pruk.
That empire, which existed 1,000 years ago, or 900 years ago, was magnificent, was powerful. It took much of the land of what is today Thailand. So Cambodians feel that in the olden time, we're talking about 900 to 1,000 years ago, those land were part of their empire, what they called the Angkor Empire. And eventually it became Thailand. So they felt, this is unfair, okay? So maybe you can think about France and Germany's fight over the, what is it called, the Lorraine, what now became the French part of Strasbourg.
V reševanje obmejnega spora zaradi svetih krajev na meji med Tajsko in Kambodžo sta se ponovno vključili vojski. Neposredni razlogi za petdnevno obstreljevanje zaenkrat ostajajo zaviti v meglo vojne in teorije zarote. Offside je pripravil Matej.
Poslušate Radio Študent.